The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Imagine waking up to a world that's as clear as your dreams. With Zeiss Smile technology, this is your reality. At Fichte Endel and Elmer Eye Care, our mission is your vision. Conducted by a team of expert surgeons leveraging leading-edge technology, our procedure is safeguarded, swift, and tailored to your eye care needs. Say goodbye to the limits of glasses or contacts. Embrace a world where your vision keeps pace with your life's aspirations. Contact us today at 800-309-2020 or visit us online at ficta.com. At Fichte Endel and Elmer Eye Care, we are focused on you.
Stack the money as high as it comes. Put some in mutual funds. Get your trust with the stocks and bonds. Building wealth for my son. Gold bricks by the tons. Yeah. Equity, here we come. Ooh. Getting bread by the buns. Yeah. Power moves on the run. Ooh. This a different type of income. This a different type of income. Different. This a different type of income. Yeah. Get the hundreds, then we flip done. This a different type of income. Different. This a different type of income. Ooh. This a different type of income. Yeah. Get your mind right and get some.
What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Jay Spence the King, and I'm excited to be with you this Sunday morning. It is Sunday, November 26th, and it is pregame rumblings presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Today, the Buffalo Bills have a huge game as they take on the best team in the NFC. Right now, the best team in the NFL, standing at 9-1 for a record, the Philadelphia Eagles. We are traveling out to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where Lincoln Financial Field is the place that we will be. CBS game of the week. The Bills opened as 3.5-point underdogs against the Eagles. And again, this is all over at DraftKings Sportsbook. It has since moved to 3. There's been some movement. So you want to make sure before you place a bet today, this afternoon, you make sure you log in and double check to see what the line is. The Buffalo Bills opened at plus 145 on the money line, and that has moved to 136. Philly now sits at minus 162. So the Eagles are favored, but as you all know, if you're familiar with betting and you're familiar with just the way these things work, 3 points typically is given to the home team as home field advantage. So the way Vegas, the way DraftKings sees this is that these two teams are evenly matched despite the record of 6-5 and 9-1. So what I'm looking to see here is how evenly matched these teams really are once we get on the field. The over-under, the point total for the game is set at 48.5 points. This game has everything in it. It has every ingredient necessary for it to be an explosive, fun, offensive game. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. But I'll tell you what, it also has all the makings to turn to actually be a defensive game. We're going to talk about that in a bit. But first, let me still kind of set this up. The Eagles are coming off of a 21-17 win against the defending Super Bowl champions in a rematch of sorts against the Kansas City Chiefs last week. The Bills are coming off of a 32-6 win against the New York Jets, a much needed win. It was absolutely a must-win game. I don't think if the Bills had lost that would have meant that they would be out of the hunt for the playoffs. But you don't want to lose two games in your division to the same team while you're in the hunt. You know, it's not a good place to be. Got to start stacking some wins. And I think this week is the week where you're going to see who the Buffalo Bills are. But let's get to it. Jim Nantz, Tony Romo, Tracy Wolfson will be the crew for this afternoon's game or this evening's game. And I'm amped about it, man. Like I said, we're eighth in the AFC race. As you know, there's only seven teams that make it to the playoffs. The Bills are currently that team right on the cusp. We're sitting outside looking in. Chris Brown said in the song, I don't know how you can hate from outside the club. You can't even get in. That's how I feel as a Bills fan right now. Sitting here looking up at the Dolphins and sitting here looking at the Browns. You have teams in playoff position who are now without their quarterback. And on top of that, there are other major injuries just going on around the AFC. The Buffalo Bills have probably been one of the biggest victims to all of these injuries as we go back to week four and week three, and you're talking about Trey White and, you know, all the injuries that it seems like we talk about on a week-to-week basis because the Buffalo Bills miss these guys so much. But I'm bringing this up to say it's not just the Buffalo Bills who have an uphill battle to climb. So regardless of what everybody else is doing and regardless of what everything around us looks like, the thing is that the Buffalo Bills have to do their job today and for the remainder of the season if they want to get into the playoffs. And today is a perfect opportunity for the Buffalo Bills to show up. They're playing against, like I mentioned earlier, the best team in the league according to their record. They get to boast that they have, you know, the favorite for MVP right now. Over at DraftKings Sportsbook, Jalen Hurts is at plus 250. He's the favorite. And then when you flip that, most Bills fans will argue with everybody that Jalen Hurts isn't nowhere near as good as Josh Allen. But yet, he's the favorite. And when you look at Josh Allen, he currently has the ninth best odds to win the MVP at plus 3,500. So if you go and place a bet on Josh right now and the Bills go on a run, you place a $100 bet on that and they go on a run and say the Bills turn it around, it's very likely that Josh Allen can kind of change that, you know, that those odds and get up there. But if you bet on it now, that will play out well for you if Josh is able to lead the Buffalo Bills to the playoffs and make some things happen in the next few weeks here. So, but let's get into it. There's, you know, every week when I do this, there's three things that I look at, and they're different each week, but except for one. The first point always revolves around Josh Allen. So that's where I'll start today. Change begets change as much as repetition reinforces repetition. And there's several sayings and several phrases about doing the same thing and expecting different results. You all know that one. That's about insanity, right? Prior to Ken Dorsey's exit, I've been like banging my head against a wall about how the offense hasn't been able to score points in the first three quarters or the first half. And then when they're behind, they would expect Josh Allen and the Bills to kind of, on the offense, to just be magical and to create something out of nothing and come back to win the game. And we've seen it come back to bite us against the Jaguars. We saw it come back to bite us a couple times throughout the season. That is something that we can't have anymore. So the change that was made with Ken Dorsey, you know, being relieved of his duties, while not everybody was a fan of it, and while, you know, you can look at the metrics, you can look at the DVOA stats, and you can look at all these other things that showed that Ken Dorsey was doing a good job, you turn around and then you look at the game that the Bills just played against the Jets. I know the Jets can't score points, so they had an offensive issue as well, but they have one of the best defenses in the NFL. So the question here is about what the offense did against the same defense that they weren't able to do much against in week one. They looked amazing. They looked amazing. So now, instead of me saying, what the heck is going on? We can't score in the first half. Now I'm saying, repeat, repeat, repeat. You know what I'm saying? Like, rinse and repeat. Just do it again. And by repeat, I don't mean come out and do exactly the same thing. These are two different teams. I think the Jets have overall a better defense than the Eagles. But when you look at the Eagles are legit. Let me tell you, they have one of the best, if not the best, defensive lines in the league when it comes to stopping the run. And that's something to talk about when you're talking about this game, because the Buffalo Bills actually have one of the best running attacks in the league. And that's something that we haven't been able to say for so long if you're not including Josh Allen in that conversation. This year, James Cook is fourth in the league in rushing yards. And there's only a couple yards that separates him from being fourth or second. So the Buffalo Bills are going to want to use James Cook in the best way that they can. This is a game where you're going to see if the Buffalo Bills can impose their will on people versus just taking what the defense gives them. What we've seen in this past game, and then even earlier in the season when Ken Dorsey was still the offensive coordinator, is that when James Cook is able to get going and the other running backs are able to get going, it sets up the play action pass for Josh Allen, and Josh Allen is pretty much unguardable. You cannot stop him out of a play action pass. So we're going to see if the Buffalo Bills can force the run, if they can force successful runs on the Eagles to set up the play action pass to allow Josh Allen to be the best version of himself on the field today. That's the key. That's the key. James Cook is the key to this game when you're talking about the offensive side of the ball. And if you don't believe me, look, Stephon Diggs is going to get his yards. I know last week he didn't have the best outing. It's kind of because Sauce Gardner was, I think Sauce was, you know, you talk about Sauce, he definitely covered Stephon Diggs by hugging him and drenching him all night. There was nothing that Stephon Diggs could do, and it wasn't because Sauce Gardner was playing good defense. It was because he was hugging him. He was cuddling him the entire game in a way that was not, you know, Diggs didn't want that, okay? So I tweeted out during the game last week, I'm like, I don't understand how Sauce is upset about that call. You know, he was filling Diggs up like a 19-year-old at a Niagara Falls strip club. Everybody in Western New York would probably get that reference. Some around the country wouldn't. So Niagara Falls, Canada, the age limit to get into a strip club is a little bit younger than the United States. So obviously you got to be a certain age to drink and to get into clubs over there. But once you hit Canada, you're a little bit younger. And that's that ambitious energy, that youthful excitement to go to the strip club for the first time. That's how I felt like Sauce Gardner was rubbing up and hugging up on Diggs during these reps. And that's not going to happen every week because a lot of guys try to play the game the right way. I don't think we're going to have any issues now or for the rest of the season, really, where Diggs isn't involved. Even then, he was involved enough to get everybody else involved. But I can promise you, they're going to want to get him the ball. They're going to want to score. But outside of Diggs, the run game has to be what sets up everything else. Dawson Kincaid is a phenomenal route runner. He gets open. But when you can set him up through play action pass, it's completely different. It's completely different. We talk about Gabe Davis quite a bit on here, and I'm pretty critical of how he's not the wide receiver two that we felt like we were promised. But I tell you what, play action pass, Gabriel Davis, get him the ball. Get him the ball. Stretch the field. Do some things. Let him do what he's good at. Run, get down the field and get those bombs. Let Josh Allen use his legs to extend plays, get Davis open down the field, and get the ball to him, man. Let's make it happen. Let's make it happen. Now, my point number two, first and nine. First and nine. I know it's first and 10. I know. Everybody's, Spence, what are you talking about? Listen, the Philadelphia Eagles start every set of downs knowing that fourth and one or third and one is not a problem. So if it gets to a point where the Eagles are able to be in a third and one situation or a fourth and one situation to score or to get a first down, it's pretty much unstoppable. On fourth down, the Eagles have converted 76.5% of their attempts. On third down, they've converted 48.2%. That is incredible. That is incredible. And when you're talking about third and one, that number just shoots up. Fourth and one, that number is just, they do not miss when it comes to that. Now, the Bills aren't slouches on third down conversions either. They actually are right behind the Eagles in third down conversions at 48.1%. But here's the part that's important. The Bills do well on defense on third down. For the season, the Buffalo Bills have been able to hold their opponents to 38.6% of their conversions because it's only been 56 conversions out of 145. So 145 attempts, they've converted 56 times. The Buffalo Bills have to find a way to disrupt plays in the backfield, whether that's a handoff on first down or second down, whether that's trying to find ways to get pressure on Jalen Hurts and disrupt whatever it is that they're doing back there. Don't allow for play actions to develop. Don't allow these screens to get big plays out of them. Tear them up in the back, like just disrupt them at the line of scrimmage or behind the line of scrimmage as often as possible. So this is one of those games for me that, as much as I like to always, you know, send a shout out to my guy Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde, and whoever's in the secondary or whoever's playing linebacker, this game for me is I'm looking for AJ Epenesa, Greg Rousseau, and Von Miller to make some noise and to come out and make the current MVP favorite uncomfortable and make him look like he shouldn't even be in the conversation for MVP. That's what I need to see. I need to see Von Miller start to regain some of that, just some of the form that he had prior to his injury. Now, it's been a full year now since his injury. It's been a full year. I've been one of the guys that I've been screaming all season. I didn't want to see Von Miller come back until after Thanksgiving. I didn't want to see him. I personally think, I don't care about all the new technology. I don't care about how Aaron Rodgers is doing this thing with his Achilles and he might be coming back soon. I don't care about, you can tell me about everything. ACL injuries are difficult to come back from that quickly. The only person that I've seen in the NFL really do it on a level that I think you wouldn't be upset about would be Adrian Peterson. That guy came back, pretty much almost had a 2,000-yard season. Just was a beast. Just an insane beast. That's not what we've seen out of Von, and it shouldn't be. We shouldn't expect that. It's uncommon for people to come back quickly and dominate. But I do think, I think from what I see, that Von is getting back somewhat to where he was prior to the injury. This is the time of year where it's going to be important for us to see him really do it. He has to take it to another notch. We got to get to Jalen Hurts. When we play the rest of the season, we got to get to Patrick Mahomes. We got it. When we play Miami again, we got to get to Tua. When we play Dallas, we got to get to Dak. So Leonard Floyd, Von Miller, Greg Rousseau, AJ Epenesa, Shaq Lawson, Ed Oliver, the defensive line. This is going to be your day. This is going to be your day. Josh Allen and Diggs, they're going to have to score. Kincaid, they're going to have to score. But your job on defense is going to be minimizing a lot of these plays that they just chip away. The Eagles just chip away. And they find ways to get there on third and short, fourth and one. And they convert and they just stay on the field. And not this last week against the Jets, but if you go back to the two games prior, the Buffalo Bills had lost the time of possession battle by a bit, like a whole lot, by a lot. In both of those games, we cannot afford to lose the time of possession battle against the Eagles. They have really good running backs. At any given point, any one of them can go off. It doesn't have to just be one. They have enough running backs that they can, it can, whoever has the hot hand, they can ride that guy. If nobody has the hot hand, they can kind of just rotate between, and they have so much talent. They have so much talent surrounding Jalen Hurts that as long as he doesn't make mistakes, they're pretty much going to win. And that's not a bad thing. I don't blame Jalen Hurts for being in a good situation. But the Buffalo Bills have to find a way on defense to make that situation uncomfortable, at least for 60 minutes today. And then my last point here, man, is live, laugh, and hunt. Let's live, laugh, and hunt. Unfamiliar territory for us as Bills fans over the last few years. We've gotten spoiled. We've won a division, and we haven't had to worry about wild card position or being in the hunt for the playoff race. All we worried about was what week do we win the division and shut that down? If the Bills were watching today, because that's what will happen. If the playoffs started today, the Bills would be watching from their couches and not competing. So the early season struggles that we always seem to just brush over and act like nothing mattered about them, they're coming back to bite us. That week one loss to the Jets, that loss to the Jaguars, the loss to the Broncos, those are three right there that have the Buffalo Bills in a position where it's hurting us. It's hurting us. So this is the stretch of the season where MVPs are won. I just mentioned a bit ago that Josh currently has the 9th best odds. If the Buffalo Bills can go on a run, if they win this game today, and then they can go on a run going forward after the bye week, the Bills have every opportunity to do exactly what they need to do and be in the playoffs. But not only that, they will have the opportunity to get to the tournament to where it's 0-0. And Josh Allen can can put himself in the MVP conversation. But to me, honestly, at this point, I don't care if he's MVP, if he's not, if he ever wins the MVP award. Let's get there. Live, laugh, and hunt. We're in the hunt. Hunt. Go and do what you got to do. But those first two parts, live and laugh. Coach McDermott made some comments earlier in the week, and he's talking about how you have to earn the right to have fun. Listen, I'm going to tell you what. It's a game. And I think these guys have worked hard enough to get to the pros. And I'm not saying just let it down and do whatever you feel like doing. But what I'm saying is at this point, go out there and have some fun. That's what I need the Buffalo Bills to be doing. I need them to have fun every time they're on the field. Because when they're not, you can see how the energy is down. You can see how the chemistry isn't there. You can see how there's just no hope in moments when they're behind. So the way I feel right now, I need the Buffalo Bills to live, laugh, and hunt. And today, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be one of those games that's going to stress you. If it comes down to what I think it's going to come down to, the Bills will win, but it's going to be tight. And I'm only saying they're going to win because they have to. This is a must-win game. And if Josh Allen is the guy that I think he is, if he's the top three quarterback that I think he is, this is the moment that he's supposed to step up and show it. This is the in-season moment to me that I would equate to the 13 seconds game when he had to go toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes. And he did. He proved that he's on that same level or that same playing field. Now here, it's not about the quarterback battle. This is about going up against a juggernaut. You're going up against a 9-1 team who's favored to win at home in a late November game. This is when MVPs are made. This is when legends are made. It's time to go on a run. 31-30. I'm going with the Buffalo Bills over the Eagles on a last second field goal from my man Tyler Bass. I hope everybody will take their Apple Watches off today, because if that's how the game is going to go, I'm going to tell you right now, your watch is going to say, call the ambulance. Something's going on with your heart. Hey, football fans, the season is here. So you know that means family, football, and food. But for the NFL's best fan base, it can't be just any food. Bills Mafia only eats the best during the season. And the best is Picasso's Pizza. With four great locations in Western New York, it's so easy to treat yourself to the most flavorful pizza on game day. Picasso's, we are Buffalo Pizza, shipping local and nationwide. Order online at picassospizza.net.
It's time for the King's Ransom Same Game Parlay segment presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Let's make some money.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, money, money.
Now, y'all know what that means when y'all hear the thing, them rings and things, the chings and rings and things. It is time for the King's Ransom Same Game Parlay presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And this week, I got a good one for you. This is a big one. This is a big one. We've been doing good so far this season. I got to go back and look, but I think I'm 7-4 for the season. I'm going to try to keep building on that. This week, I got a big one for you. Plus 950. Now, this is not guaranteed. Like I mentioned, I've missed some weeks, but I've also done well some weeks. This is it. Stephon Diggs, anytime touchdown. Josh Allen, over 1.5 passing touchdowns. Dalton Kincaid, over 49.5 receiving yards. And Gabe Davis, over 36.5 receiving yards. So again, for plus 950, Stephon Diggs, anytime TD. Josh Allen, over 1.5 passing yards. Dalton Kincaid over 49.5 receiving yards, and Gabe Davis over 36.5 receiving yards. So that's plus 950. And every week I do have to remind, if you do have any issues, so if there's a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY, and that's 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. And all right, guys, that's all it is for me today. Y'all know how it is with me over here at Buffalo Rumblings. Y'all love each other, take care of each other, and live in peace. And as always, stay positive. Test negative. Go Bills.
Money.